This is TWiT.
We're really excited to use this forum to share some of the key Google Smart Home updates. In this session, I'll cover the latest product developments around the Works with Google Assistant ecosystem, an update on where we are with the Works with Nest transition, and our perspective on Project Connected Home over IP. Google's no longer a company that just helps you find answers. With each product we build, we're focused on helping users get stuff done. In Gmail, for example, we are suggesting words to finish sentences. And in Maps, we're helping you find the fastest way home. And in the home, we want to make it more convenient for users to manage their home devices and build upon this foundation towards a helpful home that enables true automation. COVID-19 has impacted us significantly, and everyone is spending a lot more time at home. This lifestyle will likely not change given the convenience of online shopping, video streaming, and remote work. Right now, there's a greater need than ever for us to support the individual needs of people living, working, and learning together under one roof. So,
I like that focus.
Let's talk smart home with the latest on the Works with Google Assistant program. As I just mentioned, all of us have been spending a lot more time at home. In fact, many of you may be watching the stream from the comfort of your own home. Based on a recent survey, 7 out of 10 of you expect to be continuing this trend for a while. Mm-hmm. With all of us home more often, smart devices are being used a bit more, with the biggest growth coming from entertainment devices. Smart speakers and displays are increasingly being used as a form of entertainment, and connected TVs are becoming the norm, with over 80% of U.S. TV households having at least one connected TV. Because of the increased use of smart TVs, we're increasing our support for entertainment devices with our Smart Home API. We're excited to announce the public release of new Smart Home for Entertainment, or SHED, device types and traits, giving users the ability to control their favorite entertainment devices from any assistant surface, mobile, speaker, or display. SHED represents a huge opportunity to expand the assistant capability with smart entertainment devices that users already have in their home. In fact, 40% of those connected TV households use the devices daily, and we've seen this continue to grow since shelter-in-place went into effect. Last year, we announced Google Assistant support for TVs, remotes, set-top boxes, speakers, soundbars, and even game consoles from top brands like Xbox, Roku, Dish, and
LG. So these have been around for a little while, but now they're going to be even more.
And now we're making these APIs public for any TV, set-top box, or game developer to use. With the newly launched SHED traits, an avid gamer can say, "Hey, G, play Gears 5 on Xbox or any other games." And anyone can relax after a busy day to enjoy sporting events by saying something like, "Hey, G, tune to ESPN," or "Hey, G, make it louder."
There you go. That's what we should have been doing the whole time.
We invite you to take a look at our SHED documentation and start building today. Speaking of spending more time at home, people are finding that it's more important than ever to focus on wellness. And sleep is a critical part in maintaining our overall well-being. Our bodies are designed to wake up and fall asleep based on the presence and absence of natural light. Yet our alarms today are designed to be jarring, interruptive, and unnatural. No wonder few of us enjoy waking up to our alarms every morning. Additionally, almost half of U.S. adults say they have trouble sleeping, up from one-third only a few years ago. In an effort natural ebb and flow of light during the day, we are launching The wake up feature slowly brightens the alarm, the lights before your alarm, allowing you
to
gently
wake up. To a feature that Philips Hue offers out of the box, and Apple has recently announced a similar feature. Different smart lighting platforms have this kind of baked in, but it's nice if you're using one platform like the Google Assistant to control all of your lights to have this work with that.
Set it and forget it, or can be evoked for immediate brightening or dimming of your lights. We think this is a powerful new feature that you can bring to your customers. This feature will be launching later this year, and we need your help informing users about it. We also encourage you to integrate or build your own unique experiences leveraging this capability. Okay. But if not, we'll emulate it using a series of brightness and color commands on our end. Over the last 2 years, to enable a helpful home experience, we focused on foundational features necessary to make it easier for a user to manage their smart device. We started by enabling users to use their voice to control their devices. We added touch controls to allow for device interaction with smart displays, and we continue to build an experience where the assistant is multimodal, where voice and touch complement each other. After seeing the phenomenal touch engagement from users on smart displays and in the Google Home app, we're expanding our touch controls to the OS. And what better way to enable that than with our mobile footprint on Android? With the release of Android 11 coming out later this year, we are introducing a dedicated persistent space for smart home controls. that users can find quickly.
Yes, we heard about this. I was very excited to hear this because having those controls immediately is what makes me more likely to control my smart home, my HomeKit smart home, rather than using my voice to do it. And so it's good that they're making this available for folks who want to do that instead.
It's going to make it really easy to access and it's your saying devices while on the for go. Free development wise, they don't have to do like anything. That's cool. Yeah, I've been just using that on iOS like today. We'll the new features on iOS 14 because I had to turn my lights on and then it showed up in Control Center.
In the morning, or how far to open the blinds. This entire OS experience is built on top of the foundation that we've established in the Google Home app. And conveniently for users, they can quickly link back to the Home app for deeper device controls and advanced capabilities like routines. Finally, we built this by putting user privacy first. Every device must be authenticated before it can be used in this mode, and users can even choose to hide these controls from showing up at all until they're authenticated. Your business reps can help with more detail, but here are the biggest areas to work on. First of all, marketing. Get the word out about this with emails, notifications, and updating your existing assets. Second, device setup. Please make sure your linking experience is easy with App Flip and 3P deep linking. And finally, let's make sure that your device is integrated with all the relevant traits launched globally.
This slide here is really a keen example or a clear example about how this is a developer focused summit. But I like getting a little bit of information about sort of the behind the scenes state of things.
It's like a mix of the State of the Union.
Control, it becomes more critical to ensure that we have accurate state. Our team is going to be providing tools to measure your reliability and latency that will help you improve and debug state reporting.
Once state reporting is an important feature for smart home tech because it tells the device or the operating system in this case, hey, right now the light is on, it's set to 70% brightness, and it is this color of, is this hue. That way, it is always available to the operating system and makes it so that when you hit that button, it does the right thing, be it turning on or turning off or dropping the brightness or not. So it reduces latency by properly reporting the state, and then it also reduces the error of accidentally turning on or off the light when it is already on or off.
Benefiting users with reduced
local home SDK
by removing cloud hop.
This is what I was talking about.
Process, it's ready for the actions. That's
Chrome
good.
And Node.js runtime environments, as well as developing, building, and testing of apps on local development machines or personal servers. Once you've deployed your local fulfillment app, users will benefit immediately without having to upgrade hardware or manually update firmware. Our local execution solution makes sure smart home just works, with real-time control and a seamless developer experience. We're
skip
already working
the server,
with a growing list of
do things locally,
to
local execution of devices in with these NanoLeaf, Philips Hue, these are big ones, Tile, LifeX, these are huge,
Head on over to the developer console today to start to implement local fulfillment for your apps.
I'm reading about this today.
High-quality integration is important. It reduces churn and delights users. Yet there's still a critical gap to try to get users to try these use cases. And we're doing a couple of things on our end to increase the funnel of users linked to your action. We are excited to launch AppFlip on the developer console today. With AppFlip, we reduce the standard account linking flow to just two steps by flipping users from the Google Home app to the partner app without requiring an additional sign-in. More discovery and linking initiatives.
This is what
soon, so
Apple has made a requirement. So this is why I know about sort of App Flip. It makes it so that you don't have to go and create an account in a third-party app in order to control your lights. You set it up with the Google Home app, and then it kicks you over to the app that you want to use if you want to do independent notifications and things like that without having to create a new separate login and account and authorization.
And there's some onboarding, too.
For debugging and early development, to detailed analytics and production. To enhance developer productivity, we've integrated with the powerful monitoring and troubleshooting tools available in Google Cloud Platform to provide detailed event logs and usage metrics for smart home projects. We've enhanced project logging in three key areas: local home SDK, account linking, and assistant events to help developers debug and resolve issues quickly with Google Cloud logging. You can view and analyze log entries directly in the developer console, or build logs-based metrics to find trends and gain deeper insights into common problems. Speaking of metrics, you'll find a new smart home analytics dashboard accessible from the developer console and pre-populated with charts for common metrics such as daily active users and request breakdown, giving you an overall picture of your integration's behavior. This dashboard is monitored by new usage and performance metrics
for Google Cloud Monitoring, good. I don't know if you behind the scenes. I don't like to think about people knowing how many times I turn on or off a light in my house and that kind of thing.
I assume there's some privacy layers, but yeah.
I know many of you who are joining us for this
different
are familiar with our Works with Nest program and the changes that we announced last year.
Bye-bye,
I'll take a few minutes now to share with you our progress on the Works with Nest transition and provide an update on what we're doing to create an ecosystem that offers our partners and developers greater flexibility in creating a helpful home. Last year, we announced our plans to transition Works with Nest to the Works with Google Assistant ecosystem and build on a foundation of privacy and data security to ensure our users have confidence in how Google and our partners are protecting the consumer's home data.
Nice.
As a result, our users will have more control and transparency over how their data is shared and how our developers will have a simplified experience in delivering home automation. To continue to support Works with Nest partners that have their own smart home platforms and ecosystems, we announced the Device Access Program, enabling qualified partners to use our API to request secure access and control of users' Nest devices within the partners' apps and solutions, providing our mutual customers more choice on how to control their home. For example, a user that owns a security system can choose to opt in their Nest thermostats on other smart home devices so they can be viewed and controlled via the security system provider app as long as that partner is part of the device access program. All device access partners must pass an annual security assessment from one of our authorized testers as well as agree to the terms of service. Users are always in control and choose which Nest products they want to share with the partner. To support the device access program, we will soon launch the device access console. This console will be available for both individuals and commercial developers. As a commercial developer, the console allows you to manage your various projects and integrations. It also provides development guides and trait documentation for all supported Nest devices. The self-serve console guides you through the different project phases, development, certification, and pilot testing, and finally production. In each stage, we ensure that our mutual users' privacy and security is maintained. Individuals who want to create their own automations with their Nest devices will now be able to do so with this console, but will be restricted to a limited number of structures and users.
That's good to know. So it's both for developers to test it, but also for those individuals who want to set up integrations themselves, which is something that I had done in the past with Google Nest, or with Nest, rather, the Nest Cam.
Nest and third-party ecosystem partner products react when users are home or away. Users can select which Nest and mobile devices are used to collect the data that determines home away status. For instance, when the sensors indicate that it's clear
that there's nobody home,
an away routine
here.
Can turn
a very
down the
clear and easy
turn
way
off the
to tell
and run a smart
what
vacuum.
Is tracking also, my location, what is not tracking my location, and what is controlling and not controlling. That's good because in the past home it could be kind of confusing about which app it was using or which service it was using to track that information. This kind of puts it all in one place and gives you more control over it.
Another way that you'll be able to innovate on our platform and provide more helpful experiences to users is by sending automatic and user-created routines with custom partner routines. The most innovative Works with Nest integrations were built by our third-party partners, so we'll be recreating that capability by enabling partners to build custom routines. Developers will be able to create and suggest routines not just for their devices, their devices can work with other devices in the customer's home.
So. Okay.
You'll be able to create solutions for your customers
works with
that are
Google
based
Assistant.
On your core business and value to your consumers.
WWGA.
Whether it's wellness, cleaning, entertainment, security, it's up to you. Users will be able to browse and opt into approved routines and to choose to have Nest and other devices react and participate in that routine. This developer capability is being built with security and privacy at its core. There's no need for partners to access user personal information or device data since the routine is managed by the assistant. We'll also protect users and partners alike by limiting device actions to just certain device categories that are non-security or privacy related. We're still building the infrastructure to enable these experiences, so please stay tuned for more on custom partner routines will be coming later this year. So now I'd like to give you a
here
update
we go,
on what we're doing with Project Connected Home over IP.
Our chip.
While smart home devices are abundant, the lack of an industry-wide connectivity standard leaves people confused and frustrated while trying to understand what they need to make their
Zigbee,
home smart.
Zigbee, Z-Wave, Bluetooth, what are we using?
It also places a heavy burden on manufacturers to make sure that their devices are compatible with the various ecosystems spending versus spending precious resources on their core competencies. That's why, back in December 2019, we announced that we're forming a working group together with Amazon, Apple, and the Zigbee Alliance to develop and drive adoption of a new smart home connectivity standard. This initiative is called Project Connected Home over IP.
This happens
and intends
so often,
to solve the protocol fragmentation
issue. It's another protocol, yeah.
Similar to how USB evolved to become a plug-and-play connectivity standard, this initiative aims to give consumers the choice of which connected home ecosystem, whether it's Google Assistant, Alexa, HomeKit, or another, that they want their smart home products to be able to participate in. This means that device manufacturers can build a single product to one standard and stay on cost and time to market with one protocol to implement, which has broad compatibility. A key aspect of the efficacy of IP is a foundational building block in the standard. Today, there's no widely adopted open standard for smart home, which is built upon IP. And yet IP is the protocol of the internet as the most common network layer used in our homes and offices. Because of the unique ability for IP to bring together disparate network technologies, IP is an ideal way to deliver end-to-end security and privacy in communication between a device and another device, or an app or service. This protocol will run on IP networks like Wi-Fi, Thread for low-power mesh, and Bluetooth for device commissioning.
Interesting. Thread is still a part of it.
We're a big believer in this new connectivity standard. We've not only open-sourced and contributed technologies like Weave, we are actively involved.
Weave came from Nest.
Integrating it into our products and working with partners to deliver this simpler experience to our customers. As Project Connected Home over IP's initial specification gets released in late 2020, we will have more information on how it will tie into Works with Google Assistant. In the meantime, nothing changes for our existing smart home developer program. Your current smart home products will continue to work with the Google Assistant, and we encourage you to keep innovating using technologies that are available today, like the Smart Home API and the Local Home SDK. If you'd like to get involved,
that means they'll handle the updates when they eventually come. If you're already integrated with Google, that would make sense.
Yeah, that is a good question. I was on the Connected Home website this morning, and there's not a whole lot new that we haven't already seen.
We now have integrations with thousands of partners covering all the major connected product categories and devices, and have embarked on an ambitious project to build deeper in-home integrations through our leadership in Project Connected Home over IP. Together, we are on track to deliver the most comprehensive and robust set of smart home capabilities for our mutual users with privacy and security at the core.
Interestingly, Apple didn't cover this at the Worldwide Developers Conference, anything about PJoy that I saw.
Sharing your feedback with us.
It's not out yet, though, so that's not Apple style.
Other smart home developers.
Yeah, I guess later in 20... Well, AirPlay was announced, or the Air Charger thingy was announced long before it ever came out.
Well, that didn't... They learned their lesson there.
That, folks, was the end of the keynote. Up next on the agenda is a break, and then they're going to have a sort of panel discussion to talk about how COVID-19 has impacted business and just an overall conversation about the smart home industry.